Oh, the Goldbergs. Well, while the Goldbergs drive home from the bowling alley, and while Oriane and Mr. Way walk home, at the Goldberg house, a very interesting change is taking place in everybody's affairs. It doesn't look like much, except that a big limousine is drawn up before the door, and a chauffeur is sitting in it, waiting. Waiting for Mr. Way. The reason is that Way's former wife has appeared in Lysenberry. Object unknown. And the story which Way is imagining for himself with Oriane is in for some revision. But now in the Goldberg house, Seymour and Bertie are doing some watching and some talking.
I'll take the phone, baby. So open the window. How does it look?
Oh, hello,
Seymour. Hello? Is this you, Miss Goldberg?
Yes, Seymour. Are my mother and father home yet?
No, we're waiting for them.
Oh, well, I think they'll be here any minute. Who's in the house,
anymore? Just myself and my sister, Brady.
Where's Mrs. Wayne?
Her car is outside and her chauffeur is outside.
Oh,
and...
never mind. My mother's home. She'll tell you everything.
Yeah, where are you, Miss Goldberg?
I'm at the bowling alley, and tell my mother that we're bowling another day.
Would you like me to wait for you?
Don't say. What?
It wouldn't be any trouble.
Don't say.
I'm glad of any opportunity to be of assistance.
Goodbye.
Brady, will you get away from that window? How does it look?
Public opinion bothers me very slightly, Seymour. What do you mean, how does it look? She's not in the car anymore. The chauffeur took her back to the hotel.
She's hers.
She has a name, you know.
You know very well of whom I'm speaking, Mrs. Way.
Why don't you go outside and ask the chauffeur to come in? You don't have to sit out there like a chauffeur in a museum. If he's waiting for Mr. Way, he can wait in here where it's warm.
That's why you want him to come in, huh?
Why is it?
So you can talk. Your middle name, talk.
Listen, Seymour, when it comes to talking, that's the one thing you can go to the head of the class for, I assure you.
Don't assure me, Brady. You're my sister long enough for me to know your faults and virtues.
So, what's my faults and what's my virtues?
Your virtues you know too well. Your faults you should be told already.
Well?
Well, what?
What are they?
I told you, you talk too much.
Listen, Seymour, if I didn't talk, where would I be? And what would I be? The wife of a cab driver.
So what are you? The wife of a cab driver.
But am I satisfied? Am I contented? Why am I away from my home? Away from Mama. Away from my only child, 2.5 years old. Why? Because my ambition goes beyond the wife of a cab driver. Someday... some way, somehow, you'll see me sitting behind a chauffeur in a uniform, too. Maybe in a special body.
Now, where's it all going to come from?
From my big mouth that you complain about.
Not only your mouth.
What then? Because I want to know things? Because I'm interested? I'm not a stick in the mud. You're waiting for Mr. Goldberg already. How long? How many raises did you get? How far ahead did you go? You started as an errand boy, and how much farther ahead are you?
I have to wait.
For what?
Rome wasn't built in a day, you know.
But it didn't take a lifetime, either.
I have a future. Don't worry.
If you think you'll ever be Mr. Goldberg's son-in-law...
Stop. It's enough. Enough. Don't trespass on my private emotions.
Oh, excuse me. Josie Goldberg is not for you.
It's enough, baby.
I'm just... tell you what Mama would tell you if she was here to tell it to you. Yes, yes. Open the door, Seymour.
I will not.
If Mrs. Gay's chauffeur, open the door.
I'm not going to open the door. I'm going out the back way. You open the door and you'll wait.
Seymour, will you help me, Senator? Come in, please. Please come in. Come in.
Cold outside. So, I...
That's what I thought, and I hesitated to invite you in because of the unusual circumstances attached to your presence here.
Yes, of course.
The Goldbergs all went bowling this evening. Mr. Gray went also, not so much because he cares about bowling, but, well, Mrs. Leland went, so... oh, you don't know who Mrs. Leland is, do you?
Mrs. Leland? Yes. The cook did mention the name. She's Mr. Way's partner in the chicken business, isn't she?
Yes, yes. You'll see her. She's very pretty.
Beauty is a relative form.
Mrs. Way, or should I say the former Mrs. Way, isn't young, is she?
Considering what she has lived through, another woman would be in the grave.
I can imagine seeing your husband Morgan, seeing your husband Morgan, seeing your husband go to jail and go to jail and go to jail and...
The greatest tragedy in the whole tragedy from Mrs. Ray's point of view, if I may presume to present it, was that he had nothing to regret in losing him. That's the sadness. No grieving in the grief.
How true, how true, how very true. Is that why they were divorced?
I feel a bit warmer now, so thank you, and I...
You're not intruding. Please stay.
No, thank you, but I...
It's very funny, but after you wait for rich people any length of time, you take on their manners. You're not intruding. So please, sit down. I'm just a plain working man's wife like you.
Well, gentlemen in my profession do happen to see a bit more of the world than most, of course.
I guess you're very well acquainted with the resorts of the rich.
Oh, huh? I've had occasions to spend a little time there, especially when the madam was still married to Mr. Way. Bermuda is lovely.
Bermuda?
Yes, in Hawaii.
Hawaii?
And she was... Sitting, you know.
Did they take you wherever they went?
Oh, I was inseparable from them.
Are you married?
I haven't had the misfortune, thank you.
Oh, marriage is a very great institution.
Yes, so is prison. And Mr. Way has been in both of them. No, thank you.
Mrs. Goldberg. Mrs. Goldberg. Yes? This is Mrs. Way's sofa.
This is Mrs. Way's sofa. How do you do?
How do you do?
I'm waiting for Mr. Way. Mrs. Way is waiting for him at the hotel, you know.
Well, Mr. Way should, he should be home. I mean, we didn't expect guests. So we all told John to the bowling alley for a little repast. I'm sure there'll be a postman called, dear. Hang me up. I'm sure Mr. Ray will be home any minute.
He's walking home with Mrs. Leland.
Excuse me, I'll take the phone. Won't you sit down, please?
Thank you.
You can remove the big coat.
Hello, dear. Yeah. Thanks,
Hello. Just a minute. Yes? Just a minute, please. I can't hear you. Just a minute, please. Please, if you don't mind, it's... I can only hear on 1 ear, please, if you don't mind. Hello? Repeat yourself, please. Oh. Yes, I'm very sorry, but you see, if I was to home at the time you arrived, which I wasn't, of course, Well, on that subject, I'm not so conversing. But, yes, if you'll wait just a minute. Just 1 minute. I'll put him up. Don't hang. It's for you, the sofa. Sofa, Mrs. Ray.
Yes, thank you. Madam. Well, the Goldbergs have just returned. But, no, not yet. He's walking back with... Just one moment, please. What's her name?
Leland. Orion Leland.
Yes. He's walking home with Mrs. Leland. Orion Leland. Yes.
Whether this information means anything to Wade's former wife, no one can tell. And neither can Molly imagine what Mrs. Wade wants with the man she divorced and permitted to go to jail.